cold hotline. God is good all the time. Allie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Export C. We're here. Thank you for brothers and sisters to come. And God bless you.
Wow. Jesus, good. That was amazing. The first time I talked in front of people, I was dumb. You ready to do it? Now we'll see if the moms is as good. Where she gets it from. Here we go.
Okay, so I am going to do the commercials that Pastor Drea would normally do. And the first one is for those who have sent in to request for Bibles and tallits and anything else, please send your address. They cannot get it just from your name. So please follow your email up with your mailing address so that they can mail out the materials. Now, we can pray in a spirit and give you a spiritual tallit. But if you want a physical tallit, we need a physical address, okay? Amen. And that is at s4cbible101@gmail.com. I'm gonna hold it. Hey. S4CBible101@gmail.com. Also, one of our online members says heart to us, and this Lori. Is Lori from New York, and this is a ministry she's been doing where they're going to different businesses in the village, and if they allow them to place the heart in the window whenever they pass, or someone who knows about the heart pass, they will be praying for the businesses as well as the business owners. S4C has adopted this, and we're going to be doing the same thing. So Pastor Ben has ordered 500. So we'll send them out if you want to do this within your community. We'll be doing it here in our community. And whenever you see a heart in a window of a business or even a home, just stop and say a prayer. Amen.
What does it say down there?
It says, display this in your window, and we will pray for you when we pass by.
Amen.
It says, we went to our village businesses. I can't read it all. It's kind of, the handwriting is different. It's a little bit in tongues, and I'll have my reading glasses on. Finally, every February, Soldiers for Christ does a corporate fast. And last year, we invited many of you guys to join, and many of you did. It was awesome to have so many that we are together and we're sharing the word through that fast. This year, we're doing the same thing. This morning, Janelle sent out in the newsletter, there's a link to sign up because we don't want to inundate people with things that they don't want. Yes. So if you got the newsletter and you want to be a part of the fast, please go to the link below and sign up so that you can get all the information for the fast. We're going to be rolling something out every week this month, and then we'll be sending something out every week during the fast to kind of help you go through. We also want you to be able to share testimonies during the fast, so you can email us. That'll be in the newsletter coming forth. This week, our word for the fast is fresh. Amen? Fresh. We chose the word fresh because we want you to start thinking in your mind as you prepare, freshening your atmosphere. The fast is to freshen your atmosphere, to freshen you up spiritually, amen? But also while you're preparing, freshen your home. You got clutter in places that you've been sick of looking at. Get it out this month so it's not in the way during your fast, amen? Yeah. If you still have leftover cookies and cakes from the holidays, get it out now. So it's not tempting you during the fast, man. Bring some fresh flowers to clear the atmosphere, amen. Yeah. Find some worship music that ministers to you, that refreshes your mindset towards Christ, amen. So the word is fresh. I want you to think of what you can do this week to help freshen up your home, your atmosphere, and prepare you for the fast for February, amen.
Amen.
The email is coming. Through Constant Contact. If you do not receive the regular newsletter, send Pastor Ben an email. He'll get it to me, and we'll make sure that you get that so you can sign up. And that includes in this house, those who come, I need you to sign up as well. That way otherwise you won't get the regular email.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Well, it's good to see so many people here today.
Yeah.
All right. Charles is back. Everybody's back. We got both of Candace's daughters here. That's like crazy. Good to see you guys.
Yes.
Praise God. We got the family from Tomb. What's the name of that city y'all live? I was going to call it Timbuktu. Where y'all live? San Jacinto?
San Jacinto.
If it's in California and you never heard of it, that means it's far. Okay. So.
You going to hold up your cards, family?
Well, I'm just going to hold them up because, and do the names because we can do this Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But I have from Kenneth Wynn a card, but we're gonna read them on Wednesday night because we'll have more time. From Brenda O'Shield down there in Georgia. And Yenny, and she's in Maryland. And Yenny, I've been listening to your son and your husband. I think it's your husband. And her son, they both do gospel rap.
Wow.
So it's like both of them are good though. I'm on the website. I'm a member on the website now, so we'll get more contact. And this is from Rose Jones in MS is Mississippi, right?
Missouri?
Is it Mississippi? It's not Missouri.
Are you sure?
What's MS? Mississippi. You know, Missouri. You worse than me, Pastor Bill. I'm not going to listen to you. Okay, and this is from Alicia Fields.
It's Mississippi. You're right.
I know. Okay. And it's Hesperia, California. And that's got to be far, too, because it's in California.
See, you ain't right.
But we haven't. Hesperia. Okay. And we'll show all the cards on Wednesday night. Now I got this. I don't know who this is from.
And you got a gift.
I know. I got to open a gift, too. This is... Wow, just in time for Christmas. See that? Hallelujah. Who is that? Oh, this is from Lori.
From New York?
Let's see if it's from New York. I don't know. It doesn't say from New York, but it's from Lori. And I thank you for being a faithful teacher for the years I have listened. Three and a half weeks. I love hearing about Jesus in the whole Bible. I always think of Acts 8, 29 to 31. I think, yeah. But it says Lori, but it doesn't have a last name. And it doesn't have a name on here. But it's Lori. And then I got a gift. So I'm going to open it. Da 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 da. Music, please. See, this is somebody that knows me.
Andy Buck.
This got to be somebody that knows me.
Andy Buck. Oh.
This is Pastor, and it's Shepherd's Heart, Hebrews chapter 6:10 on there.
Wow.
Scriptures on the back.
Yeah.
And you got to know that Sandy Bucks is open for members only. Members only. Because... coffee is $22 a cup.
Well, hallelujah.
I don't have any customers complaining.
No, not one.
Because they're all members. They get it. You get it free if you're a member. So praise God. We're going to get into the word today. And we're going to stay pretty simple. We're mostly going to be in the book of Revelation. Mostly. If you guys watched on Wednesday night, was it Wednesday? No, yesterday was what? The day we did the thing. Friday or was that Saturday?
Friday.
We talked about the calendar. So I want to make sure you guys are clear on the calendar, yeah. Right?
Amen.
Do we understand the calendar?
Yeah.
Okay, because the calendar, Pope Gregory, if God makes a calendar and Pope Gregory makes the calendar, which calendar should you keep?
God's calendar.
Thank you. Okay. So since we're sticking with God's calendar, how many of you guys know that I was looking up April and what goddess they worship in April, but April used to actually be the second month of the year.
Really?
So they had all the day, they had all the months and everything correct, meaning it started in the spring. So March was the first month, and then that was Mars, the god of war, and then some April god, and then Juno goddess. And then they had all of these goddesses, but March used to be the first. It wasn't until Pope Gregory came around and he said, we need to give more honor to Janus, the god of opening portals, the bisexual god of opening portals.
Right.
So that's why you celebrate New Year's on January 1st, because they're the Catholic religion and the popes at the time wanted to honor the demonic god Janus, who they say he helps to open portals, okay, for demons. So we're not going to stick to that calendar. We're going to stay in the spring, and when the new year starts in the spring, we will be in the spring, and hopefully we will be gone in the spring, and it will be a spring wedding.
Yeah,
like originally it was supposed to be. So I want us to first of all go to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And we're going to talk a little bit, because I'm only going to read one scripture for now. Amazing. You're in Revelation chapter 13? Now, I just want to read one question, and then we're going to talk a little bit, okay? We're going to read from verse 16 on down. It says, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark, the Greek says, in his right hand or in his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. It is the number of man. His number is 666. Okay. When was the book of Revelation written? Finished. 90 AD, okay? That's the approximate time. 90 AD. So this is God writing about something that at the time there was absolutely no technology for this to be implemented into a world society. We're not talking about just in the neighborhood. We're talking about God saying the whole world will have to take this mark, okay? And this is in 90 AD. So God knows one thing, right? It's going to take the technology at the time when it's implemented to be in existence for the Antichrist to be able to put in the system. You understand that? So God is speaking in 90 AD, and he's telling you about something that's going to happen in 2020 or 2021. And he's telling you about something that is impossible to do at the time that it was written. So, if God knows how this is going to come about, is any of this taking God by surprise? No. Okay, so God's not up there going, these people are smart. He probably gave them the idea to put it together, right? Because the word of God has to come true. Remember what the Bible says. He says, God says, I am watching over my word to make sure that it comes true, that it performs what I spoke for it to perform. You understand? So the book of Revelation, written in 90 AD, God already knows that is coming true. Remember what we talked about last Sunday? When God says something, it's a done deal.
Yep.
You don't have to sit there wondering and wishing, I hope it happens. No, it's written, it's going to come to pass. So The vaccine, now, let's talk about this. Let's go to the board real fast. Okay. First of all, the church has to be gone before the tribulation begins. 7 years is a tribulation period. The truth is that God has already taken his people out of the world. Okay? This is called the blessed hope. And that is a blessed hope. Like one day, like, beep, no rent. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the blessed hope, right? So understand that God knows that this day is coming. Okay? This is why he says one will be taken, the other one will be left. You understand? Because he knows that some people will be in relationship with God, and some people will not be in relationship with God. You understand? So God knows that that time is coming. So he's written all of these scriptures from the beginning of time to talk to you about the rapture. Okay? Those who die in Christ will already go to be with the Lord. But those who are still walking around will be caught up to meet them in the air, and they will go up too, right? So there's another scripture, God telling you that suddenly a group of people are going to disappear, okay? But God knows that a tribulation period has to come, okay? So this is what they have done, okay? And the guy in Japan is strange, so I'm trying to, and I don't want to mention his name anymore because he's getting into strange stuff. He thinks that a utopia is coming to the world. Everything's going to, where the people of the world are going to come together. And I'm like, you're a nut. You know why I say he's a nut? Because what he's saying is the opposite of the Bible. And there's only been one person in one book in the whole entire history of the world that has predicted every event. So I'm like, what you're saying does not line up with scripture, okay? So the first thing they have to do is they have to move everyone into a digital system. That means the whole world has to be on a digital system. How are we gonna do that? How many people are scheduled to take their vaccinations in the United States? How much have they ordered? 300 million vaccines, right? So remember, they're not planning on vaccinating a few people. They're planning on somehow being able to vaccinate everybody, okay? And so this is a big plan, okay? Now, once they get everybody into a digital system, and they can use the vaccine to do this because they're implanting something in it where they can also use a digital code from the vaccine to locate you. It's called a body activity, okay? So they have this digital thing ready to go. Now, the next thing they needed a system that could handle 7 billion people, thus 5G. You understand? But now, who's been talking about the military space team? Who's been talking about that? So now I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not trusting you anymore. Right. First, you're ordering vaccines. And it was you that was talking about the warp speed military team so that they can put satellites into space so that they can use the 5G to be able to affect everybody. You understand? So the whole system is getting prepared. You understand? Now, next, they have to come up with a false pandemic, okay? A magical disease that causes Big Pharma to take over and everybody needs to be vaccinated, okay? So now, Big Pharma takes over. Remember this, $1.6 billion of the money to make the vaccine comes from who? Bill Gates. The same guy who I think is India, it may be Pakistan, but India, that he's not even welcome in the country because of a polio vaccine that killed, I think the whole group was 46,000 people who either got polio or died, okay, that were affected by the vaccine. So they wanted to take him to court. They wanted him in prison. But, you know, he's got money, so he just, but he's not welcomed in the country, okay? So understand this, that the same person that affected 46,000 people with death or disease with a vaccine now gives us $1.6 billion to prepare ours. You understand? So I want you guys to know where you're at, okay? Because I'm telling you, the Lord already told me, I'm a nut until it happens, okay? So I don't care if you hear me or you don't hear me, rather you believe me or you don't believe me, when people disappear, you will know, okay? Now, so they put it in the satellite system. They asked me, how did all the people on the cruise, remember all the people on the cruise got sick with COVID and they started, people were dying on the cruise and everything. Well, they said the 5G was hooked up to the satellite and they had the 5G system wired into that particular ship. And so that was a test to see how well the 5G would work if they wanted to implement COVID. So all these people were dying. If you go look it up, that ship that had all those people, they had 5G put into the ship before it went out, wired into the ship before it went out. And so you can use the satellite system to hit them with the 5G, because 5G causes flu-like symptoms, okay? If you wanted to, because you could turn it up high enough. So now we got Big Pharma, and we got a false pandemic, and we have the media to control the propaganda. If I misspelled any of these words, don't make me feel bad. I play football. The media to control the propaganda, okay? So now the media is controlling everything, right? How many, you can't sit and watch anything without it seeing at least 10 COVID commercials, right? We're sticking together. We're wearing the mask. We love it. Something, right? You're like, God, man. Here I go. A commercial came on. I go, oh, here I go again. They're going to hit me with a COVID commercial, right? The media's controlling the propaganda, making sure that this thing gets done. And then, of course, the bankers are all together with this, with the crypto code. And let me talk about the crypto code. I'm going to stay there, Pastor Ben, so you don't have to. Okay. What is the number that was written that I just read in Revelation 6:6, right? DAO 2020 cryptocurrency system using body contact. Well, it's the WO 2020-0606 cryptocurrency system. Now, why did they call it the WO 2020-0606 cryptocurrency system? Why did God already know this? Okay, now they can put their name inside the vaccine, and that means they own the person that received the vaccine. You don't understand, this is a currency thing. So they can put their name or their company within the vaccine so that they know this particular person is owned by that particular person, okay? So this is a currency thing. Now, Bill Gates vaccination, microchip patent 0606. It's the same patent number, it's the same one. But how do you have cryptocurrency and vaccination with the same patent number? What does cryptocurrency and a COVID vaccination have to do with each other? They're all playing together. Now look, you have to have all of these things happen, okay? All of these things have to happen to get the world completely prepared for the tribulation. You understand that? You can't get that done until the church leaves. And you definitely can't get it done until America is out of the way, because America right now controls the world's currency. Did you know that? You call the petrodollar. If you say you live in you got to first buy American dollars before you can buy the oil. Did you know that? They worked this out in the 70s. I think the Nixon is called the petrodollar. So anybody can buy oil, but you got to buy American dollars before you buy oil. That system is still in place, and they're trying to get rid of the dollar so they can have digital currency all around the world. You understand? So you're at the door, the very door of tribulation, okay? Because they didn't order 3,000 vaccinations. They ordered 300 million to cover everyone in the United States. And I'm sure they're trying to get it enough to cover everyone that's in each country because they want everybody vaccinated. You understand? I forget who one of our friends, she said, I'm gonna go back over here, Pastor. One of the ladies, she said that they're on lockdown again and they can't travel. So if her mom lives in Arizona and she lives in California, she can't go visit her mother because the whole place is on lockdown. They don't want people crossing state to state border or country to country borders like that. So you've got a worldwide lockdown and they can do it whenever they feel like it. And don't say they can't because they did it. And they'll show you they can do it again, okay? So this is where the world is right now. What now? We're a church of good news. I don't want to get you all jacked up. What is the answer to all this?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ is the answer to it. Oh, did you know that the vaccine is called Luciferase vaccine? Did you guys know that? What? It's called the Luciferase.
Luciferase?
Yeah, the Luciferase vaccines. Some of the things that they're putting in is called the Luciferase. Yeah. So 666, Luciferase, blah, blah, blah. You're like, what are they doing, reading the Bible? It's like they're trying to stay in line with what God wrote. You understand? And so God wrote this in 90 AD, and here we are. It's no longer like me and Pastor Ben in 2004. We was conspiracy nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now it's like, oh, it's
right.
Okay? So this is where the world is right now. Rather they know Christ or you don't know Christ, we're all in this same world. We're trying to do what? Make sure we get out of here safely, okay? Because you're going to have eternal life no matter whether you're born again or you're not, okay? You're going to live somewhere forever, whether you're born again or not. It's just two different places. I don't want to say hell. Oh, I already did. But that's one of them, okay? The other guy on the movie Soul, he said, is this H-E double hockey stick? I was like, no, this isn't that. He was like, thank God. So life is precious. It's so precious that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. Jesus Christ loves you so much that he came here for the purpose of saving his creation from destruction. And he did it for you even though he knew what type of person you really were before you got saved, okay? And so while we were yet in our sins, God's making this plan how he's gonna save us, give us eternal life, build you a home, and make sure that you have this wonderful eternal life. And he sacrifices it. He doesn't come up with a plan that's easy. He comes up with the hardest plan of all. Because why? Every one of your sins has to be paid for. Yeah. And so him on the cross has to complete the judgment that was going to come against you. So he's receiving every blow. He's receiving every nail. He's getting his beard snatched out of his face. He's doing all of this. And the book of Psalms says he did it all. Why? For people not yet born. So for everybody, even though you hadn't been born yet, Jesus is like, I'm going to the cross for you, Pastor Ben. but 2,000 years earlier, but I'm thinking about you, okay? Now, you in the book of Revelation? I want us to read this. Ooh. And it says, I saw a beast coming out of the sea, and he had 10 horns and 7 heads. We're in a book of Revelation. You know what? You're right. Not that you're right, but the Lord told me to start in Revelation chapter 1, and Lord had you do that, so I'll correct. So go to Revelation chapter 1.
Amen.
Now, remember this, okay? What do we know about the book, the Bible? Everything is written to happen.
Yep.
Nothing is written just for the sake of writing it. You understand? Okay. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant what must soon take place. It must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angels to his servant John, who testified to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. You get a blessing if you read the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And blessed are those who hear it and who take heart what is written in it, because the time is near. That's in 90 AD. He's finishing this up. He says, to the 7 churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. That's Yahweh, or the name which people say, Jehovah. Who was, who is, and who is to come. And from the 7 spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. Is Jesus Christ yet the ruler of the kings of the earth? Not yet, but God doesn't write things as if what? They're going to happen. He writes things as what? They already happened. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. Okay? To him who loves us and freed us from our sin by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, and to him be glory, power, forever and ever. Look, he's coming with the cloud, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All of the people of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Now, if this starts off in the scripture, it says he freed us from the slavery of sin. Sin is slavery. Okay? You can't stop being what you are until you do what? Until you accept Christ. You can't stop being what you are by accepting Christ only and not pouring inside of yourself living water, which is the word of God. No one can change on their own. Once you accept Christ, you reading the Bible every day is going to do a process. Because what's inside of you? 13 things that God don't like. So you need living water inside of you. Just say you're glass and there's mud. Like you're a glass of mud, right? You need cleaning out. But you know, the more pure water I pour into that glass and I just keep it running, first the dirt will start coming up out of there, right? Then more dirt will start coming up out of there. But after an hour, you're looking at clean water. You're like, wow, look at that. There's no more dirt in the glass at all. This is what you do when you read the word of God. You're putting the living word inside of you. That living word is getting rid of what's not like God. Okay? If you stop reading the word, you stop fellowshipping, you stop. I don't care how clear and beautiful your water is, set it outside, and then come back in 5 days. Mm. What will be in it? Bugs, that green stuff, what do they call that? Oh, it's just, and you're like, wait a minute, I set out here a nice clean glass of water, and look at how nasty it looks now. Well, there was no activity going on. But if clear water was still flowing in it, it would still be clean. Yeah. That's how our relationship is supposed to be. Always active in Christ, always in His Word, always keeping our cup clean. You understand? Once you stop, you're just going to become just a nasty water once again. And people going to come by and go, I would never drink that. That is nasty. Why? It used to be so clean. Or you used to go to church. That's what happens, though. And you have to understand, it's a simple thing what God has given us. Stay active in His Word. Yeah. Now, it says, look, He is coming with the cloud, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the people of the earth will mourn because of Him. So shall it be. Is He talking there about the rapture or the second coming? Second coming. Thank you. That's good. He's talking about the second coming, because when He comes back, He's coming on a cloud. Do you understand?
Yeah.
He's coming back. When He's coming back, who's He coming back with?
Us.
The church. You understand? Listen, you guys, it's a big world. 7 billion people is a lot of people. This is not God's only world. I mean, it's the only one populated by people, but He built a whole lot of planets.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stars. So as big as this planet is, your God is bigger. We're talking about a big project. And I'm talking to you about life, which is simple and beautiful. The Bible is not a psychology book. It's an instruction book.
Yeah.
Okay? It can be a psychology book. Mostly, it's an instruction book on what? How to go from sin to life. How to gain and maintain and keep eternal life. Okay? Because you can't come into this, do all the sinning you want, and then land in heaven and go, ta-da! You can't do it. Someone sent me a thing this morning and said, hey, Chuck Missler teaches Once Saved, Always Saved. They sent me the video. I said, well, if he did, I said, he's wrong, because the Bible says if you preach any other gospel other than that which is preached, let that person be accursed. Because you cannot preach something that the Bible preaches against. Because Jesus Himself says what? I hate the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. What's the doctrine of the Nicolaitans? Once you're saved, you're always saved. You can sin as much as you want. Jesus says, I hate that doctrine in the book of Revelation. Okay? So, He's coming with the cloud. He's coming back. And it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patience and endurance that are ours in Jesus Christ, was on the island of Patmos, okay, because of the word of God. They had kicked him out and put him on that island. And the testimony of Jesus Christ. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit. I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the 7 churches. To Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, all of those are actual cities that existed in that area. They are all situated just like that clock. Ephesus is here, Smyrna is here, Pergamos is here, and it goes all the way around till you get back to Ephesus. So God made sure that the cities were situated like a clock. You know why? Because these are the 7 churches that will exist throughout the history of mankind. The church of Ephesus, which means my darling, will be the first church. Mm-hmm. Then the church of Smyrna. Then the church of Pergamos. What does Pergamos mean? Defiled mixed marriage. So God knew that the Catholic Church was coming and they would bring in idol worship and Babylonian worship into Christianity. You understand? So all these churches are going to be churches that exist throughout history. Then Sardis, Philadelphia, and the last of all the churches will be the Church of Laodicea, which means what? Ruled by the people. Not by Jesus. Ruled by the people. So we're going to have a church system right before tribulation. We're going to have a church system that the people that are in the church are not listening to Jesus anymore. They're doing their own thing. You understand? This is why he says, and this is also a marriage thing too. He stands at the door and knocks. If anybody's there, you open the door and I'll come in and sup with you. It's the same thing with a marriage. When the bride comes, he knocks on the door. If you don't answer, you don't want to get married. If you answer, he'll come in and sup with you. You understand? So Jesus wants us to understand that the seven churches have existed and we're the very last one, and here we are. So how do you know we're here? How do you know this is the last church? Turn on the TV. So the lady said, I am not wearing a face diaper. she said, I am not wearing a face diaper. It's like that is so degrading to have me walking around all day with a face diaper on.
Oh, man.
And see, it sounds disgusting that way, right?
Right.
Only if you're a mom or a dad, right? But it kind of hit home with me. I was like, it is. It's something that you're doing really outside of your will. And you're doing it behind a lie, but you're doing it out of your will. But it's part of the propaganda to get the whole world in one accord.
Yeah.
So you're all ready, because we went and had lunch. Oh man, one of the guys from Redondo Beach, and he said he was walking on the beach. He didn't have a face mask on, and they were calling. Some people started yelling at him, calling him a spreader, telling him to put a mask on. You spreader, put a mask on.
Wow.
And he was like, wow, this thing's getting serious. Propaganda, media,
yeah.
That's a marriage. You understand?
Amen.
Okay. Let's continue reading this. It says, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands, someone like the Son of Man, that is Jesus Christ, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing water. In his right hand, he held seven stars. And out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in brilliance. When I saw him, John says, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and says, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Wait a minute. Let's go. Let me go back. Hold up. I have to do this because let's go to Isaiah 44. I'm going to go to Isaiah 44, verse 8. You don't have to. You can stay there unless you can get back there with me as fast as possible. Isaiah 44. 8.
10 minutes,
okay, praise God. It says here in Isaiah 44:8, it says, do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? Wait a minute. Am I 44 verse 6, that's why. Okay. Here it is. This is what the Lord says. Israel's king, the Redeemer, the Lord Almighty, I am the first and the last. Apart from me, there is no God. You hear that? That's in the book of Isaiah. God is proclaiming who he is. I am the first and the last. Besides me, there is no God. Jesus ain't even born yet. This is in Isaiah. Jesus comes over here and says, I am the first and the last. I was dead, but now I'm alive. So are there two different Jesus, two different gods, or is this the same first and the last? Same first and the last. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as what? The glory, the glory of God, right? And it says, and the word was made flesh, right? The word was made flesh and came into existence, okay? So Jesus came, God came into our existence. So you don't have some angel dying for you. God did not put this on someone else. Your salvation is on the line. If you want something done right, what?
Do it yourself.
He tried angels before. He told the angels, hey, go down there and watch over mankind. Make sure everything's okay. They start sleeping with the men, the daughters. Now you got a Nephilim problem. So he's like, well, I can't send an angel. I'm going to have to do this myself, right? So God comes himself and he dies on the cross. Encoded in the name above them, Jesus of Nazareth is Yad He Vav He. So Yahweh is written over his head. So everybody knows that this is Yahweh on the cross. You'd have to just see a little Hebrew to see that.
Yeah.
But God is letting you know, I'm doing this for you. You understand? Listen, you guys. You're at the door of the book of Revelation. Okay? All of this isn't going on for no reason. Okay? All of this is not happening for no reason. They got you right where they want you. They got you. Now, if it gets pushed to that, and someone says, oh, the vaccines are here. If you still want to work here, you've got to take the vaccine. That puts a lot of Christians in a bad situation. I think before God sees you destroyed by the Egyptians, he'll split the sea. You understand? And so, but we're here and our backs are against the wall because at some time, it's going to be mandatory for everybody to do it.
Amen.
How many minutes I got, Pastor Ben?
Six.
Okay. I'm going to go I'm here at 19. And it says, write therefore what you've seen and what is now and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand are the golden lamp of the golden lampstand is this. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. The seven lampstands are the seven churches. So when you get to chapter 4 and you see the lampstands are now in heaven, and he says, I saw seven lamps in heaven. He didn't see seven lamps in heaven until after someone said, what? Come up here. And now you see the seven lamps, but now they're in heaven and they're in the kingdom. Now tribulation can get started. You understand? But it doesn't even get started right away. When we leave, there's a time that we're gone, that the tribulation doesn't just happen as soon as we leave. The Antichrist has to come forth, and the Antichrist has to bring a peace deal. And that peace deal has to be for 7 years. And once that peace deal is brought, then the tribulation starts. Once the tribulation starts, now someone said, oh no, it's not going to be that bad for the first 3.5 years. And like, what, Satan going to become nice for 3.5 years? What are you talking about? Dude, in the book of Revelation, it says, I have to read it. We'll read it because I don't have much time. But He implements a lot of stuff, death and war, and to overcome the saints. In the book of in Revelation chapter 13, he immediately moves to what? Overcoming the saints. You're like, what saints? If the rapture happened, why are there saints? Because they're tribulation saints. And these are people who have said, I will now serve Jesus. Now I believe. Why do you believe now? Does it take your friend to disappear in front of your face for you to believe? Are you a Thomas? You will not believe until you see. You don't have to be a Thomas. You have the opportunity to have salvation and to escape what's coming. You don't think it's coming. That's the problem. And that's what the Lord's put in my heart. You don't think anything's happening. You think everything's going to go back to normal, and you're going to get the wonderful vaccine that's going to help you with all of your health problems, and you'll never get another disease again. Because now, if you put RNA inside of it, it causes other diseases. Now they're saying, oh, maybe the problem is we shouldn't have put the nanotechnology in it. These nanotechnology, maybe we shouldn't have put that in there because it's causing other problems with the kidneys and it even can be dormant and cause cancer. So what they're putting in you is brand new. Remember, this is a warp speed vaccine.
Yeah.
We got to get it done now. You know what I mean? We're not going to get the world in this position ever again. We got to get it done now. We don't have 2 years for a vaccine.
Right.
We got these people right where we want them right now. Let's get this vaccine out. And so now we're in this position. But if you know Christ, I still sit around all day going, I can't wait for the rescue. I can't wait for the rescue. I'm going to tell as many people as I can about Jesus, but I can't wait for the rescue. You understand? Because this is the reason Christ died on the cross, is to bring his bride out of here. This is the blessed hope. But right now, you are in the middle of a very strong spiritual war that is going to start the book of Revelation to come into existence. And when it comes into existence, we want to hear the trumpet and we want to be gone. We want to escape all that is about to come upon the face of the whole world. And this is still the 120th year. Unless you still think that Pope Gregory's calendar is better, which I don't. Even they had it in the spring before Pope Gregory changed it. But now all of a sudden it's in January. I love Pastor Benham came to my house. They said, happy January 1st. I said, happy January 1st to you too. But we will not be saying happy new year because I'm not going to insult God.
Amen.
So we have time and we have hope. They're moving fast. They're moving fast, you guys. God's moving faster. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good work.